You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Cyril, and Jay. Happy Founders Day to the baddest and boldest, coldest frat of them all, Alpha Phi Alpha. Founded today, 1906.
Congratulations.
Everybody else, bow down. All right, Tom. Tom, yesterday in Washington, D.C., a group of African-American organization leaders convened to talk about or devise and come up with a black agenda moving forward. What African-Americans should be pushing and prodding for President Barack Obama as well as Congress. One of the conveners of yesterday's meeting, Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League, joins us right now. Mark, fellow Alpha, good morning.
Hey, bye.
That's right.
Forever.
There you go. So, Mark, first of all, what was, again, the purpose of yesterday and what were the issues that came out of that in terms of that's going to be the focus for the African-American groups that were part of yesterday's discussion?
Roland, first, I want to thank you for coming to our post-convening press conference. And it was historic. We had almost 60 organizational leaders there. And it's time for us to turn the corner in the sense of convening ourselves, communicating across maybe some lines of division, and trying to come up with a united approach. So what we did yesterday is decide and determine what we think the priorities are, and there are five: achieve economic parity, promote equity in education, protect and defend voting rights, promote a healthier nation by eliminating health care disparities, and achieve comprehensive reform of the criminal justice system. Our next step will be to try to take those priorities and shape them into an agenda that we can share not only with the president and the Congress, but governors and people all across the nation. We need to be very focused on what we need to do. And we heard yesterday some startling information about the status of African Americans in the economy, how difficult this recession is, and how far we have to go.
Now, of course, Congress reconvenes next month. The inauguration is going to take place on January 21st. And so when do you expect to have those specific policy issues? Because obviously what you want to do is you want to get African-Americans. I mean, I get the broad issues, but behind the very specific policy to say, let's get this bill passed, get this particular issue addressed.
I hope we're going to make a lot of progress even before the inauguration. The truth is that many of the organizations around the table, National Urban League being one, have a list of specific policy ideas about the economy, about education, ideas to create more targeted approaches to deal with the black unemployment problem. So we think that we've got a good starting point with the work that all of us have done. We've got to assemble it. We've got to bring it together. We've got to achieve consensus, and we've got to dialogue about it. But we left the room yesterday with a strong commitment to do that as quickly as possible. So I'm hoping that we'll have something before the president is inaugurated for his second term.
Well, one of the things that also jumps out again is moving people. So the other piece is going to be corralling these organization leaders to meet with Congress, to meet with the president, and applying that pressure, because you got to have the folks involved as well. So
we have to have the community involved, and that's why we're so glad you were there and the Tom Joyner Morning Show is giving us a chance to talk about it this morning.
All right, Mark.
06 forever, Roland.
There you go. Appreciate
Eight
it, Mark.
Five.
Thanks a
Happy
bunch.
Happy birthday. All right.
All right, take care.
All right.